So I'd like to ask a question in light of this. How does this look, or how could this look? Of course, that will look maybe a little different for you and for me. I want to give you a little example that might be helpful. Some of you who have driver's license may have had a similar experience to me, maybe more than once, where you get pulled over because you're driving faster than you're allowed to drive. You normally, in that experience, get a speeding ticket. But have you ever been pulled over, guilty of driving too fast, and not received the speeding ticket? Did that have a greater effect upon you than getting the speeding ticket? Somebody's acknowledging that it did. And that was my experience. It taught me something. The law will teach you, you get the speeding ticket, but you, it just tells you that you keep driving too fast, you get another speeding ticket. The law doesn't help you. The grace of God teaches us, not simply that we would, I'm only reinforcing what's already been said, not simply that we would gain a knowledge, right? It's not simply that we would be instructed, but we're to be instructed with intent, that there would be something produced. Isn't that what verse 1 is saying? But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. It's that which the grace of God is teaching us, that it would become in us, in our life, an expression of what we've been instructed, that we would learn from the grace of God. Not just that which we have received in the past, but this is an ongoing instructor. Every day, in every situation, the grace of God coming in, instructing us that we would adorn, become like, reflect the person of the Lord Jesus. That which has been done in our life, eternal life, becomes that which is the outward, not only expression, but walk. Denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And so we need, don't we, not just when we became a Christian, but every moment of every day, not simply the grace of God to be received, how wonderful that is, but as an instructor, teaching us how to be, both to what to reject and how to walk. And it doesn't matter, does it, whether I would have read this, I can't, 1,500 years ago, or if the Lord tarries, in 3 years. It's present, isn't it? It's a present instruction, this moment, how to live in these circumstances, in this world, today, for the glory of God. And it is an instructor. And it does modify your behavior to bring it into alignment with Christ.